Blog Talk Radio.
Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. Besides me there is no JC. You notice that? Here the Creator lets us know that we should worship Him and Him alone.
I sit at the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise. In comes with the blessed and most learned leaders, godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings. Thousands of years condemned in a written testimony. Yahweh, sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah.
Now
understanding that which was not known. Thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down, blessing me with strength when my weakness is above. These angels, the real people I man and know. The offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praises. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. And so me sing with joy. My blessings, yeah, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn. Beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stance, clear for all we to see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land, hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah.
In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way, in my prayer. In these days, yeah. Now look back, for here come it wisdom, extolling a God bless deliverer. Pray, sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land, hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Be that song. Be that song. See that song. Sing that song. Give that song. Live that song. See that song. Sing that song. Live that song. Be that song. See that song. Sing that song. Give that song. Live that song. See that song.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is Masah Hallelujah. Again, the Creator has blessed us once again to bring us to another week, that we might even be blessed enough to bring you another program of nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. And yes, it is true. All I'm going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I will do. Now, who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our Father. The Elohim of Rabbahan, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, who many of you all know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is our King. He's our Savior, our only Savior, and He is our Lawgiver. And it is this Yah that has made it possible for us to bring you another program. This week, we will be dealing with the seven everlasting covenants that the Creator made with one family in the whole entire earth. And this family that He made these everlasting covenants with, if anybody desire to be a part of this family, then it's essential that they know these covenants. And if you are indeed part of this family, part of the bloodline of this family, then you're already a part of this covenant. But you should know their purpose. The Almighty gave us seven. Yes, there are more than seven covenants in the scriptures. But He only gave seven to a particular family that we will bring to you. But he gave these covenants to this family in a certain time, a certain order, because they mean certain things. All we've been bringing to you is time and purpose. And why? Because to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. The more we bring this to you, the more you're going to understand the significance of time and purpose. Is there anything that don't have time other than the Most High? And if it has time, it has purpose. But do you know the purpose? And do you know the time? So we will deal with these seven everlasting covenants that Yahweh made with one family in the whole entire earth. And you're going to see why a lot of people don't like this family. Then you're going to see why a lot of people are against this family. And then you're going to see why a lot of people are envy-hearted against this family. And I may add that this family that we're going to bring to you all, according to the last days, this family will be the light of the world. But all these things we're going to bring to you. So the first order of business concerning the seven everlasting covenants of the Most High, the very first one is circumcision. There's no sense in me going in the New Testament teaching you about circumcision, because according to the New Testament, circumcision profit nothing. So anybody that believe and adhere to the New Testament, circumcision don't mean anything at all. Now, it might mean something to some Israelites who believe in the New Testament, but the doctrine speaks against circumcision. And why would you believe in a doctrine that speak against any other words of Yah? Because you're going to see even circumcision have a time. And as I told you before, if there is a time, there is a purpose. And we're going to bring that to you today. We also find, according to the Quran, circumcision is not something that Islam is favorable to. It's nothing that they're interested in. And it has no part, no meaning at all concerning their salvation. So there's no sense of you picking up the Quran trying to find out, let me see the purpose of circumcision, and let me see if it's relevant. Well, in Islam, it's not. But this thing was relevant to the Most High. And it is relevant to the family that he chose. So relevant, you're about to see that without it, without partaking in it, without executing it, that Yah has no, don't even want a part of you. Now, oftentimes, I've been bringing to you various messages. We went over the days of the week, and it's only 7 days. Because really, as you're going to learn, there's only seven different things anyway. That's why it's only 7 days. And Yah did everything in six and rested on the seventh. So there's nothing outside of seven anyway. Everything outside of seven, all it is a repetition. It's just repeating itself. But it's repeating itself in a way that most people don't understand. And this is why Yah said this will happen in the book of Isaiah 42. Let's turn there so you can see that I'm telling you the truth. And I was bringing you to the fact that a lot of times I might say, well, I know you're not going to believe me, so let me show you this. And I know you're not going to believe me, so let me show you that. Well, let me just make the crooked thing straight right now. I'm not interested in you believing me, period. I just use that phrase just to show you that everything that I'm bringing to you, I can establish. I can prove out of the mouth of Yah. But what I do want you to do, I do want you to believe in the Most High. And all I'm really doing, and all I am, is an instrument that Yah will bring to you his words. So I'm not bringing to you anything of myself. I use the word believe. Let me just show you what I'm talking about when I use the word belief. And you'll find this in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. I just want to straighten this out because I use the word, I know you're not going to believe me a lot, but I just want you to understand what I mean when I say it. That way, the crooked things will be straight. Watch what it says in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, and I'm going to read the 20th verse. And this is what it says. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Yehuda, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. And watch what this says. Believe in Yah, your Elohim, so shall ye be established. Believe as prophets, so shall ye prosper. So when I talk about beliefs and believing in something, this is what you should believe in. You should believe in Yah, because that's the only way you're going to be established anyway. Believe in his prophets and wise prophets, because they are bringing to you the word of Yah. They are the messengers of Yah. And Yah said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto the servants, the prophets. But all through the scriptures, Yah let us know that you're not going to believe his prophets because you don't even believe him. You're not going to listen to them because you don't listen to him. So when I say that, I'm just merely repeating what the scriptures have already told us in the beginning. But make no mistake about it, I don't want you to believe in me at all. All I want you to do is consider. Consider what I'm saying. Check it out. And I can assure you, if you're sincere and you're serious, what I'm telling you is the truth. So look in the book of Isaiah 42. And we're talking about today circumcision and why. Because this is the first covenant that Yah made with a particular family in the earth. Now, he made seven with this family, but this is the first one. No, it's not the first covenant he made with people on earth, but this is the first covenant that he made with a specific family in the earth, because he made seven with that family. And watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 42. It says in Isaiah 42, and I'm going to start reading the 16th verse. And this is real simple. What Yah said his servant would do, and what he raised his servant up to do. It says, and I will bring the blind by a way they knew not. That's how I know many of the things I'm going to bring to you, you didn't know, you never heard. And some people say, well, it's new, and that's just some new stuff, the newest thing, newest, latest thing that's going to fly by tonight. Well, we'll see. We'll see if I'm telling you the truth and you're lying. Or we'll see if you're telling the truth and I'm lying. Now, everything that I'm telling you, I back it up through the book, as I'm going to do today. And watch what it says. And I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. And make no mistake about it, there's a lot of crooked things that have to be made straight. There's a lot of darkness that has to be made light. And you all have been brought by paths already. And what has it done for you? What success have it got you? These are the things I want you to consider. And what about this circumcision? Why is this the first covenant that Yah made with this one family that he chose above all families on earth? Well, let me show you the covenant. Now, we're going to go right into this covenant, then I'm going to show you. Well, no, let me show you this. Let me show you the first covenant that Yah made with all the earth. This wasn't with just a particular family. This was with the whole earth. And let me show you this in the book of Genesis, the 9th chapter. As I stated, I'm showing you things out of statements. And I just want you to know that I'm telling you the truth. So everything I'm saying to you, I just want to be able to back it up. Then you won't go around and say, see what he said? That ain't the truth. He can't back that up. People go around and say, well, I say, well, according to the scriptures, according to the law, it says, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. Then you have some people say, well, I only read this one time. So you saying this ain't the truth? Because I only seen it one time? This ain't established? And in truth, the Almighty let us know, according to his law and according to his word, every controversy in the scriptures, every controversy, period, the Almighty said, let it all be established by two or three witnesses. That's the law. And there's no controversy over whether Yah got hair or wool. That's not even a controversy. Who's arguing about that? Who's debating about that? You never heard no debate about two people standing up, and one saying, well, no, he's got stringy hair. And the other person said, well, no, he's got hair of wool. And then they start going to the scriptures to prove it. That's not even a controversy for anybody to even try to bring that up. But we're going to bring to you matters of controversy to show you that we're telling the truth. In the book of Genesis, the 9th chapter, this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. And Elohim spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth, to establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And Elohim said, this is the token or the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in a cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between Elohim and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And Elohim said unto Noah, this is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. How many times the Almighty said he made this covenant with everybody on the earth, all flesh on the earth, all the beasts, all the fowl, and the people. So this covenant is not the covenant that Yah made with a specific, unique, set apart, peculiar family above all the families on the face of the earth. Because everybody is under this covenant, all flesh, whether you're a man or a beast. So that's not the very first one. That's the very first one he made, but not the very first one he made with all flesh. I mean, with one particular family. And we're going to get to that one now. So you can understand what I'm telling you is the truth. Because this covenant that he made with the family, a particular family, this covenant separated them from everybody on earth. And I'm going to show you how it did. Totally separated them. That's why this covenant is first. Watch what this covenant is all about. You read about it in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. What are we discussing today? As I told you before, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And you're going to see what I'm telling you the truth. Because I'm going to prove it to you. In the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, we're going to start reading at the very first verse. And I just want you to see how this first covenant, and it's called circumcision, it separated this family not the other covenants. The other covenants separated them also, and he made seven with his family. But this is the one that separated them from all the families on the planet. Watch what it says. First verse. After these things, the word of Yah came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And I may add, David was not the very first shield that Yahweh had. Or a lot of people go around talking about Mogen David, which just means the shield of David. Of course, the Jewish people, what they did, they defiled and polluted what David would call his shield and put a star on their flag, and they called it the Star David. And there's not one scripture, not one, that even remotely suggests that there's a Star of David. But there is a Mogen David, a shield of David. And that shield is Yah. Yahweh is that shield. And that shield is real. And as a matter of fact, during the time of Solomon, they made a bunch of gold Mogens, which is the Hebrew word for shield. Now, it ain't for all the shields, but the shields that David and his son said, they were called Mogen. Matter of fact, as I stated, he wasn't even the first. Here we hear, it says, Tito Abram, after these things, the word of Yah came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy Mogen. And what is that? That's a shield. And who is a shield? Yah. And the exceeding great reward. And I may add, this is the first man that the scriptures, where the scriptures ever even stated the word of Yah came unto Abram in a vision. In other words, this is the first time this had ever happened in the scriptures, where the word of Yah came to a man in a vision. As a matter of fact, this was the first man that even had a vision from Yah, according to the scriptures. And not only that, this is the first man, according to the scriptures, that had a dream that Yahweh went to him in. And not only that, this is the first man in the scriptures that was ever first called a prophet. Not only that, this is the first man that was told to pray for another man. And he did it. No wonder this is the first family we're going to read about the first covenant that separated a family from all the other families on earth. Watch what it says. Second verse. Abram said, Yah Elohim, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of Yah came unto him, saying, This shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir. In other words, He was just letting Abram know, look here, just because you got some servants in your house and they've been raised under your roof, this is not going to be your heir. This is not going to be the one that I established my covenant with, that it might be carried on through your seed. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look down toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And all Abram had to do was say, look, my goodness, Yah, that's got to be a zillion stars. And if Abram had said that, then that's what his seed had been. He could have said, well, Yah, that's got to be a 100 million stars. And that's what his seed would have been. He could have said, man, that's got to be 1 million stars up there, Yah. And his seed would have been 1 million strong. But because Abram did not say a number at all, didn't even try to give a number, because he was very honest and faithful, he didn't even try to count, because he knew in truth everything else would have just been a guess. So he did what most probably wouldn't have done. They'd have just gave and guessed at a number. He didn't even try. And since he didn't try, look what Yah said. And he believed in Yah. In other words, he believed the fact that he couldn't number the stars. He just believed that because he knew he couldn't. In other words, he was honest with himself. And did not Yah tell us we have to have truth in the inward parts? And this is what he had. Truth on the inward parts. It wasn't no sense of him wrestling with Yah, wrestling with his own mind, wrestling with his own spirit about something he already knew the truth about, that he couldn't count him. And since he couldn't count him, this is what Yah said. And he believed in Yah, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Why do you think people can't count us today? And why do you think everybody want to count us and trying to count us? And they can't count us. You hear people going around teaching it's just going to be a remnant and it's just going to be a third. Yah's just going to, two-thirds he's going to wipe out and it's just going to be a third of us. Well, that ain't telling us nothing. A third of what? A third of what? Just saying it's going to be a third, that's nothing. And you don't know a third of what? A third is just a percentage. That third still don't establish how many of us is going to be. Because whatever that third is, you ain't going to be able to count it. Because Yah has already established that we will be the stars of heaven. And since you can't count that, you ain't going to be able to count a third of it. Or two-thirds of it. Or 50% of it. Because you don't even know where to begin at. And furthermore, and he said unto him, I am Yah that brought thee out of Ur the Chaldeans to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Yah Elohim, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old. And I already told you and brought to you what three represents. And that's not going to change whether we're dealing with the seven everlasting covenants, the 7 days, and even other sevens that we're going to be dealing with. The third won't change. And watch what it says. And a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these and divided them in a mist. and laid each piece one against another. But the bones divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And ask your teachers, why did Yahweh do this? Why did he divide the three-year-old she-goats, the three-year-old rams, and the three-year-old heifers? Why? What was this purpose? Since every time have a purpose, since the time was three, what was the purpose in their division? Well, I'm going to tell you today why Yahweh did that. And watch what it says. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And this is just when the sun was going down. In other words, it hadn't even got dark yet, but the sun was going down. And while the sun was going down, he fell asleep. And this horror, great darkness fell upon him. And I'm here to tell you, this family, as you're going to read, and I'm going to bring to you, this family represents the light of the world. That's what this family represents. You're going to see that circumcision represents the great light. And I'm going to prove that to you. And so you can understand the difference between what Yah did on the first day, because this is the very first covenant he made with the first family that he separated above all families on earth. Just like Yah divided and separated the light from the darkness, this is what Yah did with these heifers, rams, and she-goats. He divided them. And why? Because he separated the light because he seen something good. He said he saw the light, that it was good. And he called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And you'll never hear in the scriptures where Yahweh called the night good, the darkness good. He never says that. Why do you think we read it here? Watch what it says again. Now, there's good things in the night, but watch what he says here. And lo, a horror, great darkness fell upon him. You'll never read in the scripture, a horror of great light fell upon him. The light was horrible. This great, horrible light fell upon, you would never read that. Because when Yahweh separated the light from the darkness, he saw that the light was good. You'll never read where it says, in the night, the light, a gloomy light came. And it was called the day of Yah. No. But you will read the day of Yah is like darkness and gloom, because it's already established that he saw the light, that it was good. And so what is the Most High doing here? Well, the only reason he divided the heifers, he divided the she-goats, he divided the ram, is because he's letting Abram and all those that will come after him, he's about to separate him from all the families of the earth. And I'm going to prove to you I'm telling you the truth. It's the only reason why. There is a division. Just like it was in the first day. And watch what it says. And this is the horror that Abram seen, 13th verse. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. And they shall afflict them 400 years. And we're going to be dealing with this 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. And thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come here again. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark. And let me tell you, this word dark don't mean the same dark that Yahweh called night. The Hebrew word for light, night, comes from the Hebrew word Lila. Lila. Meaning it is black. It is dark. It is night. But here, this word dark just means dusk, evening, the same as the Hebrew word Erev. Even though this is not the Hebrew word Erev, it means the same exact thing. Just means, and when the sun went down and it was dusky, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. Because what is Yahweh doing? He's separating. He's dividing. He's making a difference between one side and the other. Why do you think Abram was called a Hebrew? Because it means to cross over. And Yah is separating him and his family from everybody on earth. And I'm going to show you not just everybody on earth, but I'm going to show you something right after we finish reading this. 18th verse. In the same day, Yah made a covenant with Abram after he separated. The pieces was already divided. But the Almighty sent his fire and his lamp between them to establish everything. Because everything about a covenant you're going to see is something that's divided or cut. And let me show you the sign that Yahweh cut this thing. This thing came from Yah, and it was cut by Yah. This is what Yah would do when he cut something and then establish it as a covenant. And you're going to see this throughout all seven covenants that Yah made with Israel and made with this one family. I mean, yeah, this is what Yah do with all covenants. This is the sign. And watch what it says. In the same day, Yah made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. And watch what he say he gave. The Kenites, one. And the Kenizzites, two. And the Cadmonites, three. And the Hittites, four. And the Perizzites, five. And the Raphaim, six. And the Amorites, seven. And the Canaanites, eight. And the Girgashites, 9, and the Jebusites, 10. And this is the sign that you're going to see that Yahweh placed on all his covenants. And why 10? Because Yahweh said the 10th is holy. You read this in the book of Leviticus, the 27th chapter. Not only he said the 10th is holy, but Yah said the 10th belonged to him. And that's what he's doing when he establishes covenant with you. And this is what he did when he took this family to him. He gave them 10 different places. And these places, these lands, this inheritance, it's from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river of Euphrates. And just so you can understand, I'm telling you the truth. watch what it says about this family. And what are we discussing? We're discussing circumcision. Because you're going to see that it is through the circumcision where Yah separated this family from all the families on the earth. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, Genesis, the 12th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, show you that this was just setting the stage for what would take place in the covenant. And watch what it says in Genesis, the 12th chapter, the first verse. And Yah said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. And why is he telling him to get him out of his country, from his kindred, from his father's house, unto a land I will show you? In other words, because not only he was separated from all the families of the earth, Yah wanted him separated from his own family. This is how peculiar and special and separated this family became. And watch what it says. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And why? Because you're going to be above all the families of the earth. And since you're above all the families of the earth, they're going to be blessing you. Now you understand how important this family is? But let me show you the very thing that Yah did to put this family above all the families of the earth. Because, see, you got to understand, circumcision is just a token of the covenant. That's not the covenant itself. It's just a sign. It's just a token. It's just the name of the covenant. But you don't see what the covenant is that separated them. So you can believe in this New Testament talking about circumcision profit nothing. Well, that was just a sign anyway. So you miss the whole point in the book, because you don't see the purpose behind everything. And I may add, just so you can see, not only he gave Abram these 10 pieces of property from the river of Egypt to the river of Euphrates, but even with Noah, since he established a covenant with Noah and all flesh. As I told you before, anytime Yah make a covenant, he's going to make it holy. And Yah said, the tenth is holy. It belongs to him. I don't care what tenth it is. That tenth belongs to Yah. And look what Yah said about that. Just so you can understand, you're going to see this throughout all the covenants. And we're going to point it out to you so you can see what separating and making holy is all about. Why you think we're holy people? Watch what it says. Going back to Genesis, the 8th chapter. Just want you to see this so you can see that I'm telling you the truth, that the sign of all covenants is Yah making them holy. And look what he said in the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter. And we're going to get right to it in the book of Genesis 8 and 20. And this is what it said. And Noah built an altar unto Yah and took every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And Yah smelled a sweet savior. And watch what Yah said. And Yah said, because there's 10 things he said he just ain't going to do no more. And Yah said in his heart, and yes, Yah has a heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. So you know he ain't going to do that. He's not going to curse the ground. No. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. And watch what he said. Neither again will I smite anymore every living thing as I have done. In other words, he's not going to smite every living thing for the sake of man. He's not going to do that. There's two things he's not going to do. But it's two things. And watch this. That's two. And so while the earth remaining, seed time and harvest, four. Cold and heat, six. Summer and winter, eight. Day and night, 9 and 10, shall not cease. And why? Because once y'all make a covenant, it's holy. And the tenth belong to him. And going back to circumcision, because I told you that circumcision is about this one unique, peculiar, chosen, elected family being separated from all the families of the earth. And you're going to see how and why. Watch this in the book of Genesis 28. In the book of Genesis 28, and this is what it says in the 10th verse. And Yaakov went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried all night because the sun was set. And he took all the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yah stood above it and said, I am Yah Elohim of Abraham, thy father, the Elohim of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And why? Because this family was above all the families in the earth. They was above everybody. They were so much above everybody. Look what the Creator said in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. Because I just want you to see what I'm telling you is the truth. The book of Amos. In the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter, and this is what it says. The very first verse. Hear this word that Yah has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only, and what do the word only mean? You exclusively. What do the word exclusive mean? You're the only one. You only have a known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. No wonder we get the brunt of all the punishment. Because we're the only family that God's known. We're the only family that's separated from all the families of the earth. We're the only family that's above all the families of the earth. No wonder we are the ones he's going to punish for all our iniquities. But what actually separated us from everybody else? What was that thing? And I'm about to show you. It's in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. I'll make that Genesis Seventeen chapter. And we're going to start at the very first verse. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, Yah appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty Elohim. In other words, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and Elohim talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. And since you're going to be a father of many nations, neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, or Abraham, Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee, and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be an Elohim unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan. And we named all the various properties in and around that land for an everlasting possession, and I will be there Elohim. And Elohim said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation, because this covenant was not made, it was not given to all flesh. It was only given to one family in the earth. And watch what it says. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. You got to be circumcised. Irregardless of what the New Testament tells you, you got to be circumcised. Irregardless of what the Quran says, you have to be circumcised if you are part of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And watch what it says. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a sign or a token of the covenant between me and you. And watch this. The 12th verse. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in a house And he that is bought with our money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He have broken my covenant. And Elohim said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be, and I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yet I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. So the Almighty let us know this covenant is called circumcision. And everybody in Abraham's house must be circumcised. It wasn't even a choice. And by law, he says, he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. Then it lets you know also, and the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Now just imagine all the people that's walking around uncircumcised. Now most of them are walking around uncircumcised because they weren't even taught to be circumcised. And I'm here to tell you, the only way you can take part with the Most High is that you be circumcised, and I'm going to prove that to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. You must be circumcised. And what came with the circumcision that separated all these people and made them above all the families of earth? Well, little do people know, the reason why the Most High told Abraham to circumcise his son, and as well as the Israelites, on the eighth day, because the eighth has a purpose. And what is the purpose of this eight? Since there is a time to every purpose under heaven. And what is the purpose of eight? Well, as I told you before, Yah only did seven different things anyway. That's why it was only 7 days. So by the time you got to the eighth day, all it did was represent what one represented. Why do you think this family is being separated from all the families of the earth? Because the Almighty separated the light from the darkness. And what came with this light? As I told you a few weeks back, what came with this light was Yah's word. And once this family entered into the covenant of Yah, they received his word. What do you think a covenant is? A covenant is Yah's word between you and him. And why do you think you only made it with one family? Because you only made this covenant with one family. And let me show you what I'm telling you is the truth. That this covenant established the one family that Yah placed above all the people on the earth, it was only because this covenant brought in his word. And when did his word come in anyway? Well, his word come first. What do you think the light represents? The Almighty said, let there be light, and there was light. And he saw the light was good, because only because this light contained his word. And I'm going to show you that the very family that Yah put above everybody else also has his word. And that's the only thing that separates. A bunch of people get circumcised, but everybody don't have his word. But when the Almighty circumcised his family, he also gave them his word. And watch the proof to you, I'm telling you the truth. Go to the book of Psalm. Psalm 147. In the book of Psalms 147, look what the scriptures say. The 19th verse, 19th and 20th verse. It says, he showeth his word unto Yaakov, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah, or hallelujah. And why haven't they known his word? Why haven't they received his statutes and his judgment? Because he ain't dealt with them. He only dealt with one family, one nation, one people. Because he only hid and established this covenant with one people, one family. Why do you think he did it on the eighth day? Because the eighth represents Yah's word. And let me show you what I'm telling you is the truth. That the eighth represents his word. Look what it says. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the eighth chapter. Do we honestly believe that the Almighty just chose any day, just do it on the eighth day? Or maybe you thought, well, he was unclean for 7 days, so I'll do it after he become unclean, and I'll just do it on the eighth day. No. There's a time to every purpose under heaven. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, 8th chapter. So you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. Now, it's not irony that this is in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, because I'm telling you what the 8th represents. And watch what it says in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, and I'm going to get right to it. The 3rd verse. And he humbled thee, and he suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah do man live. And why? Why is this recorded in the 8th chapter? Because I'm trying to show you that's what this means. That's why when he circumcised and we circumcise our sons on the eighth day, they're just not entering into a covenant, an agreement, but they are entering into the word of Yah, the very word. That's why the Almighty said, if you don't do this, then the soul that don't do it shall be what? Cut off. Why do you think the Almighty was going to cut Moses off? Yes, the Almighty was going to cut Moses off. And I'm going to show you that. But let me, again, prove to you that I'm telling you the truth. Go to the book of Exodus, the 8th chapter. And watch what it says. Since Deuteronomy says that man don't live by word bread only, but by every word of Elohim do man live. And watch what it says in the book of Exodus, the 8th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. And this is what it says. And Yah said unto Moshe, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water and said unto him, thus says Yah, let my people go that they may serve me. And if else, if thou will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee and upon thy servants and upon thy people into the houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever. And what do the word sever mean? That means to separate. That means to put a difference between. That means to show the difference between one and another. And I will sever, as he did with his covenant. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am Yah in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Because this sign was only to let you know that he separated this family above all the families on the earth. Why do you think this is recorded in the book of Exodus, the 8th chapter? Because that's what the 8 means. And that's when the Almighty wanted all our sons separated from everybody else. And Yah did so. And there came a greatest swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh and into his servant houses and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. And not only in Exodus, the 8th chapter, look what Yah did in Numbers, the 8th chapter. And even before we go to Numbers, let's just go right to Leviticus, the 8th chapter. I just want you to see this so you can understand what I'm telling you. It's the truth. In the book of Leviticus, the 8th chapter, because when the Almighty want to make a difference, because they all they do is represent one. In other words, it's the order of one. And this is what he did on the first day. He wanted you to see a clear difference between the day and the night. Even though many of our people don't. And likewise, on the eighth, he wanted to make a clear difference between his people and the rest of the earth. And watch what he did. In Leviticus, the 8th chapter. And we're going to read the, and I may add, the whole chapter is talking about separating the Levites. Now let's start out the first verse. And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the bullock for the sin offering, and 2 rams and a basket of unleavened bread. And gather thou all the congregation together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moshe did as Yah commanded him. an assembly was gathered together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moshe said unto the congregation, this is the thing which Yah commanded to be done. And Moshe brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. And he put upon him the coat, girded him with the girdle, clothed him with the robe, and put an ephod upon him. And he girded him with the kid's girdles of ephod, and bowed it unto him therewith. And he put the breastplate upon him. Also he put the breastplate of the Urim and the Thummim. And he put the mitre upon his head. Also upon the mitre, even upon his forehead. Then he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as Yah commanded. And Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein and sanctified them. In other words, he did what? He separated them. And why? Because he wanted all the people to know, look, I'm separating them from everybody. I'm setting them apart. I'm making a division even amongst the 12 tribes of Israel. And Aaron and his sons are going to be separated, sanctified, consecrated. And get to the last point I want to make about this. And when Moses did this in front of all the people, in the 33rd verse, watch what it says. And ye shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle or the congregation in 7 days, until the days of your separation be. The days of separation, what is he separating them for? Because he's separating them from all the other people. As you have done this day, so Yah has commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. Therefore shall ye abide at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night, 7 days. Keep the charge of Yah, that ye die not, for so I am commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all things which Yah commanded by the hand of Moshe. And then watch this, the 9th chapter, the very first verse. And it came to pass on the 8th day that Moshe called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. Because on the 8th day, this is when the Almighty allowed Aaron to bless the people, to sanctify the people. And why? Because they had been sanctified, consecrated, and now they can do the service and the office of the Most High. Because this is what the 8th represents. And let me just show you one more point on this. In the book of Numbers, the 8th chapter, just want you to see this. And it don't matter what book you go to and where you read, it's all going to represent the same thing. The only reason why our people are separated from all the families of the earth is because when the Almighty separated us and made a covenant with us, he told us that we were to do this on the 8th day. And why? Because this is the time for the purpose of what Yah would do in his covenant. And in this covenant, he separated us and it's called circumcision. Watch this. Numbers, the 8th chapter, the 14th verse. And thou shalt separate the Levites from among the children of Israel. And the Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of congregation, and thou shalt cleanse them, and offer them for an offering, for they are wholly given unto me from among the children of Israel. Instead, such as open every room, even instead of the firstborn of all the children of Israel, have I taken them unto me. And why in Numbers, the 8th chapter? Because this is what Yahweh would do when he separates. Because that's what they represent. It represents the same thing as he did in the first, when he separated the day and the night. And to show you that it represents the same exact thing that he did in the first day, when he said, let there be light, and there was light. What do you think Israel is? First of all, just to show you that they are above all the families of the earth, go to the book of Deuteronomy 28. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, I just want you to see this. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, in the very first verse, it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh Elohim will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And what do you think Yahweh did to separate them from all the nations of the earth? Well, he gave them his word. And the sign of that was circumcision. And watch this. In the book of Isaiah 49, turn there. In the book of Isaiah 49, just to show you that it means the same exact thing that he did on the first day. All the eighth is the order of one, but it's not just the order of one, but it's what Yahweh did, not only to separate, but to show you it means the same thing. In the book of Isaiah 49, watch what it says in the fifth and sixth verse. And now says Yahweh, flew me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Yahweh again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Yahweh, and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Who do you think the light of the world is? It is this one family. It is this family that's above all the nations of the earth. It is this one family that the Almighty made a covenant with, called circumcision. Because when he circumcised them, he didn't just circumcise them, but he gave them his word. Why do you think he said he'd be Elohim unto them? And they shall be his people, and he shall be an Elohim. Because he gave them his word. And it's his word that separated them from everybody else. What do you think the light contained? It contained his word. That's why the scriptures say, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is no light in them. And the only reason we got light in us is because we have his word. And the only reason we got his word is because Yah loved our fathers, that he will make a covenant and an oath with them and their seed after them. And just two more things, three things I just want you to see to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you're not circumcised, then Yah has nothing to do with you. Watch this. In the book of Ezekiel 44. Ezekiel 44. In the book of Ezekiel 44, and this is what it says, starting at the sixth verse. And thou shalt say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus says Yah, Elohim, O ye house of Israel, let it suffice you of all your abominations that you have brought into my sanctuary, strangers, uncircumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house, when ye offer my bread, the fat of my blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your abominations. The Almighty don't have a bunch of people uncircumcised coming in his house, and this is what our people do in a day. They just get anybody to come into the house. And they're not checking to see if they're circumcised or not. Yah has order. And this is the first order of business. Everyone in Abraham's house must be circumcised. So what do you think must be circumcised in your house? And ye have not kept the charge of my holy things. Why? Because circumcision, the covenant of circumcision, is holy. But ye have said, keepers of my charge and my sanctuary for yourself. And that's what's going on today. Furthermore, in the book of Joshua, the fifth chapter, to show you that there is nothing new under the sun. And what are we talking about? And what have we been talking about all night long? The first order of business is circumcision. Because circumcision is not just the physical act of cutting off the foreskin of your flesh. It was this covenant that brought us the word of Yah. And set us above all the families of the earth. Watch what it says. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, well, Abraham was 90-something years old when he got circumcised. And yes, he was. He was 90-something years old. But when did he circumcise Isaac, who carried on the covenant? Well, let me tell you, the eighth day. That's when he circumcised the carrier of the covenant. And watch this. Joshua, the fifth chapter. And this was all the people who under the erroneous impression that they're going straight to the land. And I'm telling you, they're not. Because when our people came out of Egypt, this is what took place. In the book of Joshua, the fifth chapter. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that Yah had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted. Neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. At that time, Yah said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made them sharp knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt, that were males, even all the men of war died in the wilderness by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now, all the people that came out were circumcised. But all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness. To all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of Yah, unto whom Yah swore that he would not show them the land, which Yah swore unto their fathers, that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp until they were whole. And Yah said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. Just let you know, brothers and sisters, if you're not circumcised by the time we leave here, you will be circumcised by the time we go home. And the last scripture is in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. And this is what it says. In verse 43, I said unto Moshe and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. And as I said, we got foreigners coming in all these Israelite congregations. And they're not checking to see if these foreigners circumcised. And even if they are, they're not bought with your money. Nor are they born in your house. And watch what it says. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth out of the flesh or blood out of the house. Neither shall you break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and keep the Passover to Yah, let all his males be circumcised. And then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. And if you can't eat with us, ain't no sense of you being with us. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as Yah commanded Moshe and Aaron, so did they. So as you can see, and as I told you, Yah made seven everlasting covenants with one family. And this family was above all the families on the planet. And to establish this family above all the families on the earth, they must be circumcised. And according to our law, on the eighth day. You'll also read that in the book of Leviticus, the 12th chapter. And of course, until tomorrow, y'all love you, and so do I. Shalom.
refuge in my fortress. Protects me from the wicked's deadly ordinance. Snakes master psychology. Phony people studying fakeology. God seed, I'm a god. It's not ego. Psalms 82, verse 6. Even JC know who be me. Lion face crew be deep. Soldiers we got through these streets in front like the ego. That's how I leak. Waiting on the master. In the meantime, studying for my master. Building houses, growing college. Sharpening my sword, and I'm cutting up scholars. Raising my sons, searching for the wife. Yeah, I pray he find a virtuous one. Stand for